Welcome to the first episode of the Chronicles of a Broken Beauty podcast. I am so excited to be starting this podcast. I've decided to transition my writing, my blogs, and my website, theforeverglam.com, to now doing podcasts. I think it's a little bit easier for everyone to hear what I have to say when you're not always able to get a chance to read them. So I'm happy that I have this first episode, and I'm hoping that you guys will be able to like and listen and let me know how you feel about my podcast. So the first episode for me is really having a conversation surrounding brokenness and how that looks in regards to disappointments. The last few months, last season of my life, I feel like disappointments are something that in whatever direction I look at, there's something that I'm being disappointed by, whether it's expectations, whether it's my job, whether it's a relationship, whether it's faith. Disappointments just seem to be lurking around every single corner. So I wanted to really address what happens when your expectations are disappointed. What happens when what you expect and what you believe is going to happen does not happen? And for me, that's been the name of the game for the last couple of months now. But in this episode, I just really want to talk briefly about what to do when disappointment arrives. Disappointment comes knocking at your door. You don't ask for it. You don't look for it. You don't call for it. But yet it's there. Recently, I went through a situation where I really had faith and I believed God about something, and then the complete opposite of what I believed God for actually happened. And I was so devastated and so disappointed. It really shook my faith. And I've been on this faith mantra for last couple of months. And if I can just be honest, it really shook me to my core. I believed God. I trusted God. Fasted a little bit, prayed a little bit, read a little bit every day, and just really tried to build my faith. And then when something happened to shake my faith, I almost fell apart. I didn't fall apart, but I almost fell apart. And it really made me think about brokenness in regards to disappointment and how people think brokenness has a lot to do with relationships that fail and people who walk out and marriages that don't work and that man you wanted who didn't want you. But brokenness is also about disappointment. Sometimes God allows things to completely break you. Where it's not breaking you, it's breaking what your idea of faith is. It's breaking your expectation so that he can rebuild it. So I'm definitely in a season of my life right now of, God, you're going to have to rebuild my expectation. I've won some, I've lost some, but disappointment is a hard one to deal with. Disappointment, you kind of wonder, God, where are you? Why would you let this happen to me? I've prayed, I've cried, I've reached out to my prayer warrior friends, I've reached out to my pastor, I've reached out to whoever. And my disappointments were still not, my expectations rather were still disappointed. So what do you do with disappointed when you're disappointed? What do you do with expectations that are disappointed? And I'm going through that right now. And I think it's just a real conversation that needs to be had when brokenness stems from disappointment. And what I'm learning is take it day by day. I'm really trying to walk day by day and just have faith that God sees and he knows. And everything I posted about on my blogs, every encouragement I put on my social media, I have to actually live that now. And that's a hard pill to swallow. God is good all the time. We know that. But when things start to fall apart and when you're disappointed, it's hard to remember what he promised. It's hard to remember what he told everybody else. So today I just really want to remind you, and this is a very short first episode of my podcast, but I just really want to remind everyone that when your expectations are disappointed, remember that God knows and he cares. And it seems like he forgot. It seems like you watching everybody else win. It seems like, why me again? And I told someone recently that I feel like I'm in a season of continuous disappointment and failed expectation, and I just cannot win. The last few years of my life have seemed like I'm just losing. Like, when do I get to win? And I'm just really trusting God that he has me going through this for a reason. And I'm believing that although it looks miserable right now, and I'm in a situation right now where the only thing that can help me is my faith. I've cried. I'm not going to tell you I didn't cry. I'm not going to tell you I didn't ask God why. I'm not going to tell you I didn't wonder why me again. But I know that God does exceed expectations. And I told someone else this as well. We pray that God does exceedingly abundantly of more than we can ask or think. But when it comes time to actually believe that he does exceedingly more than what we ask or think, we literally fall apart. Like, why pray for something we don't really believe? So sometimes him doing exceedingly more than what we can ask or think also means it doesn't turn out the way we thought it was going to. He doesn't come the way he thought. So right now, I'm just living on the scripture, he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. So although it seems tough right now, I just want to encourage everyone listening to this very, very quick episode just to let you guys know I'm still here, and I haven't posted very much yet on my podcast, but I want you guys to know that God sees and He knows. And when your expectations are disappointed, just know it's an opportunity for God to really make a major comeback. And I keep telling myself, I won't lose always. It won't always be like this. So just remember, no matter what you're going through, expectations may be disappointed, but God is yet in control. So I want you guys to stay tuned for my next episode. That's all I have to say for this first episode. I really want to dive deep into why brokenness happens and just changing the conversation. I also have a major announcement coming soon. And remember, my blogs are also on my website, theforeverglam.com. If you scroll down, you'll see a bunch of my blogs. And I want to continue doing that, but in podcast form. And I would love to hear your feedback, your ideas. So drop it on my website and just drop me a line. Hit me up on social media, drop me a line. Let me know what causes brokenness for you and how can we help change the conversation around brokenness. Remember to stay glam, growing, loving, appreciating me always.